player safety.
By the time you play again, you might have home field advantage wrapped up. The Vikings win or lose, rather, on Saturday. So do you have a plan in place in terms of whether or not you'll rest your starters in 16, 17, or either or?
I've begun thinking, but my focus is winning the game because on Monday night, because that to me is the most important thing. Once we get to next week, we'll figure out next week. But my mindset this week is all about the Oakland Raiders, Monday night football, and if we win that one, and like I've said pretty much these last few weeks, we control sort of our destiny right now. So that's the focus for me.
So the plan would be to play your starters regardless week 16 this week?
I'm not going to cross that bridge because you're asking a question that I don't know the answer to yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you generally have an idea, though, of like a philosophy based when you do have that, if the opportunity arises, that you have to weigh resting guys versus trying to keep momentum heading into the playoffs? How do you handle that as a coach?
You just make the best decisions for your football team. And if that means resting a guy, you rest a guy or two or three. You know, but you also have to maintain the edge with these players, and you got to maintain that confidence and that dominating swagger, and you got to keep that alive. And you know, you just can't go. It's not a preseason game, you know what I'm saying? Where you can rest in week four and rest all your guy. You can't do that because you're still limited to the roster limits, you know, on game day. So guys are still going to have to play, but at the same time. I'm going to be smart about the decisions we make moving forward and getting guys rest, if possible, the guys that need it.
With Nick specifically, I mean, how do you balance? He hasn't had much work. He hasn't played that much, but also, you know, you want to keep him healthy.
Right. And that's a great situation because, you know, right now with two on the roster, you want Nick to play as much as you can and get as many reps as you can and let him play and continue to work through some things and work the rapport with the offense and all of that. So, I mean, that's another one that, you know, when and if we get to cross that bridge, we'll make that decision.
So do you think that the problems that you've had on defense the last couple of weeks could have something to do with maybe some certain players being tired and they might need to benefit from that?
Well, I do know this. I mean, it's been a rough three games. We've been on the road. It's, you know, it's a West Coast trip in there, you know, Seattle, L.A., and then up in New York. I think back to when we played the Broncos. I believe the Broncos were on the road for three games in a row at the time we played them, and you saw what happened there. So I think there's something to say about that, you know, being on the road, traveling, all of that can affect coaches and players. You know, I do my part during the week to limit the amount of reps that we're taking and try to get the guys – you know, on and off the practice field and make sure that they're getting rest and all the proper hydration, nutrition, whatever it takes this time of year to stay as healthy as possible. So, you know, it may appear that guys are fatigued at times, and I think it's just a compounding interest of everything that's sort of taken place in the last month of our season.
What's the philosophy of going with, well, two-part question, going with two quarterbacks and also, I mean, there's a lot of talk about bringing in veterans. Why do you prefer having a guy like Nate who's been here all along as opposed to bringing in a guy late?
Well, probably the biggest reason is the time invested. If you bring a guy off the street this late in the season, you're talking about spending time with that player, trying to get him just caught up to speed on our offense. And we've already spent the time with a guy, you know, with Nate, and we've developed him and worked with him, and you know, so that's probably the biggest reason right there.
Is Robinson in concussion protocol?
He is.
I know with Brayman's gear, someone needed to be down. Why was Douglas the guy who was down?
Well, when you look at the whole picture again, you know, special teams, you got to look at everything, and then you got to look at defensively who gives us the best value. If a safety goes down, if a corner goes down, if a nickel goes down, and of course Jalen Watkins is kind of in that mix right there of being that guy, and we've juggled that back and forth from week to week. So that was kind of the reason.
What was your
impression of the way Darby played and how he's played since he came back? And obviously he made some big plays. What was your overall?
Yeah, the interception obviously was huge. Big play there, a couple of PBUs during the game. I think he's still sort of learning the scheme. I think there's times where, do I think he can be more aggressive? I do. You know, I think he can. I think he knows that. But at the same time, he's still fighting through a little bit of injury, a little bit with the ankle. But yet he's out there practicing every single day, putting in the time, wanting to get better. And got a lot of confidence in him, you know, and what he's done and what he's brought to this football team. And we just continue to work.
You were 1-7 last year on the road, this year 6-2. Obviously the roster is better, but are there any other reasons why you saw more success this year?
Well, I do think you can learn from their past, and I think these players have learned from that. And, we did struggle a year ago, and now they're having, when you start having success on the road, it sort of continues to kind of go down that path, and a lot of confidence when we travel, and you know, guys handle their business extremely well from the time we leave to the time we finish the game. And you know, there's been no distractions on the road. You know, and I'm not saying that there has been. I'm just using that as an example. There's no distractions. The guys take care of business. I do agree the talent is better this season, obviously. And you do look, you learn. You learn from your past, and the guys have done a nice job.
Is the Giants passing game a tough matchup for your pass defense? And going forward, do you think teams are going to look at what they did and try to do it?
Well, the second part of the question, I think, it like if we're scouting, you know, scouting the Raiders and a team goes hurry up, okay, yeah, we can say, yeah, we want to go hurry up, but if it's not part of what you do, it's really hard just to change, you know, during the season, you know, change your whole game plan. The Giants kind of go up tempo. They have in their past. They did it in the first game, and obviously they did it yesterday. So, and for them too, I think with their injury situation on offense, it's a great way for Eli to get the ball out of his hands. They still can be explosive. Some of it was RPOs. You know, a ball was out fast on a little play action RPO or a little run action. They do a nice job on third down with some of their pick routes and different, you know, moving parts there, some of their mesh routes and mesh schemes. And, you know, and that was their plan, obviously, was to go tempo and get the ball out of his hand and then, you know, use the run game when they needed to.
Where do you see, like, the biggest benefit of having guys who are on IR, like, you know, Jason Peters and Sproles and Hicks and all those guys, you know, with the other guys? I mean, just how important do you think it is, like, with those guys being around?
Well, I think it, for the guys that are active and playing, they see these guys that want to be on the football field and they want to be out there playing and they can't. And so it just, you know, internally it probably gives them a little more drive, a little more motivation to play well for those guys. And you know, our injured guys have definitely been a big part of our 12-2 success right now.
For, like, all those guys to be around?
Not really. I, you know, in my personal belief, and basically is if you know, they're off of crutches and not on, you know, little wheelie things and all that kind of stuff, I'm good with having them on the sideline and being down there part of their guys.
Doug, you didn't have Nate in the summer for the preseason game, so he hasn't played. Would you ideally like to get him some reps, get him some snaps, if he's going to be number two moving forward?
Yeah, ideally. Ideally, yeah, you'd like to get him some time, you know, and some reps here in the next you know, couple of ball games.
You have some assistants that could, you know, get looked at for head coaching positions. What's that like going through where you're kind of clicking into playoff mode, but also, you know, going through obviously it's a very important interview process.
Having gone through that, you know, as an assistant coach, the biggest thing is you don't let it become a distraction to you as a coach. And you know, we still have a lot of football ahead of us, you know, going forward. And you know, my assistants have done a nice job of sort of kind of blocking that out right now and just focusing on job at hand, task at hand. And, you know, I think anytime you have success, your guys are going to be mentioned, names are going to be brought up, and, you know, And it's a credit to how they're doing coaching their position. And you know, but I do feel that they can't let it become a distraction to what we're trying to get accomplished this year.
So what has been the biggest, I guess, challenge? You guys are 12-2, but you've had to overcome a lot of things. In your mind, what has been the hardest thing for you personally to deal with this season? I mean, I'd imagine it's the injuries, but, you know, we don't know everything.
Well, injuries are a big, you know, they're going to happen. Of course, in our case, it's happened to some starters and some Pro Bowl type players and our quarterback. And so that's, you know, it's, you know, that's a tough thing to manage, you know, and then, you know, getting guys play time, you know, we keep talking about the running backs and feeding the running backs and, you know, getting all the guys in the game and getting them the proper touches and everything like that. And that's a challenging thing each and every week as we design the run game. And, you know, same thing in the passing game. How many times is Alshon or Ertz or any of those guys going to touch the football? I mean, managing all of that, too, can be tough. But one thing that I know about this football team is it's very unselfish, and it's a group that doesn't really care who gets the ball. The bottom line is trying to win the game. And so managing everything to win, and if we win, then we just move on to the next one. But those are just a couple examples of kind of what we've had to, or what I've had to go through a little bit this year on a weekly basis. But the injuries are definitely the biggest thing.
How big a concern is the tackle? You mentioned the road trip, you know, extended, you know, playing three straight games. Is it fatigue? Is it, how big a concern is that?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, being a football sport and a contact sport, tackling is everything. I mean, you got to be able to get guys on the ground, and you know, we just got to continue to address it during the week. It's, you know, again, this time of year, it falls a little bit more back on the player, getting their proper rest, getting, you know, nutrition, hydration, things we talk about during the week, and make sure that they're as fresh as they can be. And then I do my part as a coach from a rep standpoint during practice. And if I got to do more walkthroughs, I do more walkthroughs or whatever it takes to make sure the guys are as close to 100% as possible on game day. Are they going to be there? No. But, you know, and tackling is, you know, it's a physical sport, and it's part of what we do, and we got to tackle. And we just got to continue to drill it. But at the same time, I got to make sure guys are fresh and ready to be in position to make those plays.
Do you think your defense is missing Jordan Hicks a little more maybe than we thought it would or was going first several games after he went down?
Yes. I mean, it's tough when you lose your starters, you know, and you know, it's hard. And then, you know, Joe Walker's missed some time, and, you know, so there's your one and two guys that have missed some time. And so, yeah, it can be a little disruptive defensively, but listen, we don't use those as excuses. We still figure it out and try to find ways to win. And we've been able to do that. Stole your seat,
Jason,
man.
Kelsey's athleticism, particularly on full block play.
Oh, say that again. Start again, please. Sorry. You're not in your spot.
Traffic.
Got it.
What kind of role does Jason Kelsey's athleticism, particularly on full box, play into the kind of plays that you like to run the run game?
You know, it's not so much what he can do, because we know what he can do. It's more or less what the defensive front is. How does that defensive end play? Is he in a 9 technique, or is he in a 7 or a 6? So that determines the type of actions that we use with our offensive line. But in the Giants game, that was a conducive scheme for us to pull guard and center and pull around the tight end. And listen, his athleticism to do that, or to snake up to second level defenders, haven't seen too many centers do what he can do from an athletic standpoint. He's having a heck of a year doing that. Even on a, you know, a nicked up ankle, he's still been able to go out there and do it in practice during the week, and then it's paying off for him in the game. So it's a valuable asset to have from your center position.
Doug, just following up on what you said about the unselfish, specifically the backs and the receivers, have there been challenges in that, trying to get those guys to buy into the fact that they're not going to get the touches that because you're so balanced that they might want?
Well, there's always going to be a challenge, you know, with that. But at the same time, I think And this is something that Deuce and I have done, and Deuce has done a great job with it, just communicating with the guys too. And Mike Rowe's done it with the receivers. And, you know, just communicate with the players, be open with them, be honest with them, and say, listen, it's this is how we see this game kind of unfolding. This is kind of the game plan. And, you know, you just everybody has to be on the same page. And you know, as long as you communicate, there's really never any issues. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Doug.